Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How's Gary?
Gary?
Gary Lineker?
Shut up.
This is Jordan North now from Match of the Day, X. What's the X for?
I don't know. I think it means extra.
Yeah, well, you are a bit extra. Oh, is it like a kiss? Match of the Day?
No.
Is it like Love Island?
I can't believe you watched me on Match of the Day, X.
I did?
I know.
It's hysterical. You sitting there with Jermaine Greer.
It was with Jermaine Genius.
And who's he when he's at home?
Former footballer. Decent footballer, actually. So, yeah, okay. Match of the Day X. You can watch it on the iPlayer if you're listening. Or watch me on Thursday.
Good. And how are you feeling about Tom Heston moving to Aston Villa? Former Claret. I'll be on there next week.
It's Tom Heaton.
How is it?
It's Tom Heaton, and he's already gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we...
Do you want to do it?
Should we alternate? Should we alternate words? Should we try that?
Do you want to do it? Should I do it?
You do it.
Hello and... I need the G&D today. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate... The podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, is it okay to eat an apple with a knife and a chopping board? No, absolutely not.
That's a personal attack from the producer on my part.
And how do you politely out someone who's been leaking personal stories to the press? And of course, very on topic. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But... we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more Royal Lodge, you're more Travel Lodge.
I'm sure we've done that.
No, we haven't. It was another one sent in by one of our G&D divas.
I like that. That's really good.
Could you stop eating whilst we are recording? And you take huge, great big bites.
I'm eating...
Ben's offered us up a glazed ring.
I'm currently halfway through Ben's glazed ring. God, we've not even started.
You know, I haven't had one of these for a while.
Do you like Ben's glazed ring?
I haven't started on it yet.
I'm halfway through. Peachy.
Anyway, I think you're desperate for a G&D, so am I. So yeah. We'll just get going. Who shall we toast? Well, why don't we? We've already alluded to it first. Why don't we toast Rebecca Vardy?
I'm team clean. Put me a bit more in, I need that.
Of what?
At the time, a bit more gin. At the time of recording, it's a Friday tea time, and I'm ready for them. I'm usually pissed by now. What's that? Come on.
Well, there's quite a lot in there.
I get more out when I knock my drops off.
All right.
Right. Should we just say to footballers' wives?
Okay. Footballers' wives.
To footballers' wives. You'd be a good wag.
I don't think Mike has got an ambition to play football professionally. Although that said, actually, when we first started going out, and we were having a weekend at my parents, and we'd been in the pool, and then all of a sudden, Mikey starts playing football in the garden with my brother.
Really?
And it's like, this is not what I signed up for.
Really?
I mean, he did have his swimming pool towel draped around him in like a sarong, which is a bit like David Beckham, because he used to like a sarong, so I suppose it's on brand. But I was very alarmed.
Was you?
He really enjoyed it as well. He thankfully hasn't done that since.
Be honest, was you slightly turned on?
If anything, I was turned off.
Really?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. It's a bit disgusting. I don't think that sort of thing should be encouraged.
Yeah, no, okay.
Sorry. What is this? This is a jam jar with it's a Bon Maman jam jar for those that are interested.
Oh, is that what it is?
Right. Just say Bon Maman on it, which.
Okay, if
is
you're listening.
A clue.
When we recorded the help hotline a couple of weeks ago, I said I'd lost my wallet. I'd not actually lost my wallet, I'd left it in my room. But on Sunday of last week, I lost my wallet. I left it on the tube.
So you actually did lose your wallet?
So.
When did you realise you'd left it on the tube?
As soon as I got off the tube, as soon as I got off, which is frustrating. It's not been handed in yet. My debit cards.
Do you want to do a plea?
If you've seen my wallet, hand it in.
Well, describe the wallet.
I don't want to talk about it because it's getting boring now with the amount of times I've lost my wallet. It's a black card holder. So I've got a...
What? And read us the long numbers.
Shut up. I've got a pound and £2 jar in my room. Now, at the start of the week, this had 50 quid in.
Right.
Basically, I've been living off out of my little jar. So I've had it in my bag and you can hear me rattling. I'm rattling, not like a sockhead.
So
like
rather than a wallet, you are going around London...
Because this is all I've got. I've no
credit. So hang on, give that to me.
So, this is...
You've got a £2 coin, you've got 3 £1 coins, you have £5 to your name.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. I've got my ticket to get home on the tube, but that's all I've got. I've been living like a student all week.
When you arrived here, you went, oh, do you want me to buy you a curry later? Can I ask how you envisaged doing that?
Well, I was going to get
you... Is one poppadom each?
No, I was going to put the money in your account. I can do that.
Oh, right, okay.
But I can't use Apple
actually,
Pay.
So I would actually buy the food.
Mm.
Right.
I can't use Apple Pay.
So generous of you.
Because my card's been cancelled and I can't go into a bank because I don't know where my passport is. You need ID to get money out. And can you just put that back in?
Right.
That's all I've got to my name. I've been living like a student. I've been living off pot noodles and white bread all week. I went and got my hair cut on Tuesday. I had to get it cut. So half my budget was gone because I was on Match of the Day X on Thursday.
No, it's Match of the Day.
Okay, so I needed my hair cut. So I used half my budget on that. It was
right.
So embarrassing coppering up. So I've got a fiver to my name. People say, how are you getting on in London, George? I'm absolutely smashing it at life. I really am.
Good. Right. Well, let me know if you need any help.
Should we crash on with the episode? Because we've had a lot of texts and emails about the circumcision.
Yeah, last week we had a question about circumcision, and it's proved very popular because we've been inundated with...
dick pics of cut penises, uncut penises. Yeah, so I said, what do they do with it once they take your foreskin off? And somebody actually tweeted.
Yeah, a doctor, no less.
Yeah.
She's a protein biochemist.
Okay.
Claudia, she tweeted, thank you for tweeting us. She says that we're one of her favourite podcasts, which I'd take issue with one of. Thank you. She says, the answer to her knowledge is it can be donated to science to source fibroblasts, i.e. skin cells, or it goes into clinical waste.
Fibroblasts, isn't that like a danger wank? Isn't that what it is?
No, it's skin cells or words to that.
I'm just going to go and have a cheeky fibroblast. Also, I got an email regarding the circumcision. A lot of people talking, a lot of tongues wagging, a lot of skin flapping. That wasn't funny.
Not as much skin flapping now.
There's a text here from Nicholas Fielding.
Hello, Nicholas.
Sorry, it's an email. Says, as someone who is Jewish, the person who does the circumcision is on a very lucrative job.
Lucrative.
This is why you read the letters and I do the intro. Shall we start again?
Yes.
Nicholas says on the email, as someone who is Jewish, the person who does the circumcision is on a very lucrative job. He gets lots of tips.
I don't know if I'm allowed to laugh at that.
That's good.
Yes, and anyway, we had lots of other interaction on circumcision, so thanks very much, but let that be an end to it.
But apparently, if you get circumcised, you know, you can't take it home with your foreskin.
No, just for anyone that wants to know. A few people have already commented on how lovely we look in our new Sex is My Boss official publicity photos.
Oh, that was ages ago now.
Yes, but I just want to point something from an etiquette point of view. Where we met at London Bridge Station to go to that shoot. You turned up with your tote bag with your big baguette sticking out, like you were a character in a Lolo. Before we got to that point, when we were actually trying to rendezvous, we had said, meet in the Starbucks. Now, I didn't know there were two Starbucks at London Bridge Station. Should have predicted that. So I you said, oh, send me your location. So I sent you my live location.
Yeah.
The etiquette is, in modern life, if someone shares their location with you, and I'd only shared it for an hour with you, you share it back.
Bollocks.
Because I can't then find you.
Who made that up? I don't like sharing my location. Because the last thing...
Then why have you asked me for mine?
I don't want you knowing when I'm in some...
I'm trying to meet you. No, no, no. But on share location, I'm going to do it for you now.
Don't trust it. Don't trust it. CIA, they're all watching you, William.
The CIA do not give two stuffs about you.
Hey, they do.
Look, location, and you can choose, share live location, for 15 minutes, 1 hour, or 8 hours.
Oh.
Okay? I only wanted 15 minutes of your location.
Well, I can't believe you're getting so worked up over that.
Because it was frustrating, because our valuable meet-up and sort of check-in with each other was curtailed.
Another thing about the... pictures being taken. Do you remember? I don't even know how we got onto this. First of all, do you want to tell the Gene Divas what the photographer said? He was like, William said, do you know what sort of shots we're looking for here?
Obviously, being a basically executive producer of this podcast, I was giving the...
That's annoying me, that. That's getting in more and more. You're not an... We're both execs.
Are we?
Yeah, I'd say so. We've got... I say to people, we get creative freedom on it.
Looking at the producer there?
We do. I mean, we give him a bit of stick, but we... I mean, I can't tell. It's a Friday. I'm in a good mood. Love you, Ben. I'll have another G&D as well in a minute. Go on, what did the photographer say?
Yeah, so I went... So do you sort of know the sort of thing we're after? And he went, yeah, I think I get the vibe. It's Lady and the Tramp, isn't it?
And he said it so deadpan, and I was just like, cheers, pal. Thank you. Am I being really northern?
You are a bit.
Yeah, where's that come from?
Have you been up north recently?
Yeah.
How's our Lee?
Our Lee's good, yeah. Oh, I need to ask Ben, you've just reminded me, I'm getting Our Lee some tickets. I need some tickets for R. Kelly as well.
R. Kelly?
Yeah, not the rapper. She's a dental nurse from Padiham. Not R. Kelly as in R. Kelly, R. Kelly. R. Kelly as in R. Kelly from Padiham, the dental nurse.
Right.
She wants some as well. It's very confusing, that. It's R. Kelly.
Well, she's your Kelly, isn't she?
She's R. Kelly.
Right.
You've just reminded me. But yeah, our Lee's all right. He says I'm
good. But no, during the shoot, I don't know why, but...
Yes!
Whilst we had our arms around each other, looking as if we like each other...
This is so weird. Go on.
Well, you sort of decided that we would, if, you know...
You decided?
It was not me.
It weren't me.
It was not me.
It weren't me.
Well, it was decided by an unknown entity... That if life has gone seriously bad for me and your prospects haven't improved, we would somehow be safety relationship people.
Yeah. So basically what we're saying in layman's terms is that William and I have said...
I know where you're going to go with this.
What?
Don't put it in layman's terms.
No, William and I will get married at 40.
40?
Is it 40?
No, we said 50.
Did we say... I think we did say 50.
I'm only 40 in 10 years.
Oh, right, OK.
So that's not that long away from me.
So, in 26 years for me...
Yeah, no, you've officially come out now on the podcast.
I regret coming out. I think I'm the only person that regrets coming out. I don't feel better for it.
Well, you should. It gets better.
OK, I'm 29. So, basically, in 20 years, William and I are going to get married. I think that would work.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and
if we had separate houses, it might.
And we've both agreed on this. Don't take this the wrong way, but like, when sex is just, we're not going to do that.
Well, I think by 50, it's really stopped.
By 50, you've got no.
No.
You've got no libido.
I mean, maybe a peck on the cheek.
Saying that, though, do you remember when my mum threw me out of the house when my dad were home?
Yeah.
And they're 52, 53. Dirty cow. Yeah, so...
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, I'm hoping that I'm with Mikey forever and ever.
Yeah, of course.
And eternity and all that.
Yeah.
But can we reserve the option? If we were to get married, what sort of marriage would you like?
Well, I'm pretty laid back.
Have you ever thought about your dream marriage? I mean, I appreciate in your dream marriage it's not actually to me.
I don't want to ever get married, but if we got to 50 and you wanted to...
Would you accept a wedding at Disney Orlando?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, you would actually, because you'd think that's quite upmarket.
Tacky, but I've got a few bad habits that I think you should know about.
What, more than the ones I already know about?
I smoke, binge drink at weekends, and I get the odd skid mark in my undies. But other than that, I'm a catch.
My parents will be so proud.
Moving on from skids, if we do actually get married at 50, seriously, we need to compromise and have some rules.
What rules?
I'll clean up after myself. I'll just let me go out and watch football at the weekends.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, do you clean up after yourself actually after making the mess, or do you put it on the side and then come back to it days later?
Will we share the same bed?
Well, it'll be a big bed.
We've slept in the same bed a few times.
We've slept together before.
Yeah, we have.
That's fine.
Yeah. Or walking like John Wayne day after. What? If you don't know who John Wayne is, just YouTube his walk now and you will laugh.
They all get it. You're so disgusting. You're getting warm, aren't you?
I'm flustered.
You're getting a little excited.
I'm sweating. What was said? Yeah, have you any rules? Anything you want me to, like, turn a blind eye at?
Are you familiar with a paper bag?
Yeah.
You're right. Well, get one.
You dirty get.
Oh, no, not like that.
Oh,
no,
I thought if we were going to have sex, you wanted me to wear a paper bag we hold
no.
in.
No. We've already discussed that.
I'm so sorry, but just even me saying that out loud, the thought of me and you. Come on, anyway, let's... Got the eebie-jeebies. Get me another gin in the
Well, bottle. The ego's round the ankles now.
So are your knickers if you carry on, flower.
1 minute he doesn't want to have sex with me, the next minute he does.
Have you got any rules for
me? You're not my type, anyway.
No, I know.
Saving myself for Sean. So it's fine. No, I'm sure as long as you sort of say nice things about my food and you turn up on time and help me prepare for my on-team soirees and candlelight suppers, we'll be fine.
We are practically married anyway. I always compliment you on your food.
You do, actually.
You're a little love. He is. You can tell it's Friday. I'm in a good mood.
You don't want to have sex with.
Oh, don't. Stop saying that, mate. Stop. He made me a little coffee.
Hold my hand.
Come up. Why are you making me hold your hand?
Oh, no, I was going to try and, you know, chat you up.
Oh.
Just to make you feel violently nauseous. But the thought of it made
Give me another... Pass me the Devonne. I'm getting pissed.
It's quite warm.
Is that
here,
all the gin we've got?
No, we've got more.
Ben! Get to the shop, cut. Is that
gin?
All you're going to have? Have a bit more. Are you scared of Mikey coming home and having a go at you?
No, I'm just... That's enough.
Do you want some ice?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah, let's get some ice.
Could you be on ice duty? Ben's going to get some ice. Good Lord, gosh, it must
be. Christ, turning his keep for once. Getting to Hoover after this. He is like Lurch from the bloody Adams family, isn't he? You know, Lurchio, Lurch.
Lurch, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, isn't calm he? And collected.
Should we do another toast? Should we do a midway through toast?
No, we're not Chinese.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, they toast all throughout the meal.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do you know what? In last week's episode, you give us loads of etiquette tips. I like it when you do that. Give us... is there different toasts internationally in other countries?
Yes, in places like China and some other Asian countries, you the host does the first toast, and then after he has done that toast, anyone can do a toast throughout the meal. And there will be toast after toast after toast. It's slightly more casual than our toasts, whereas in sort of British or Western culture... The toast is done by the host, and then maybe the guest of honour, and then that's it.
Right.
American weddings, once the sort of the key toasts have been done by the, you know, the key players, anyone can take the microphone and do a toast to the couple.
Oh.
Like it's a bit much, if you ask
some
me.
Some drunk American. Hey, it's Hal, Uncle Hal here. You guys are looking beautiful, man, and I want to toast the bride. Yeah.
Yes, you've got it. It's basically that.
To the bride. Remember, G and Divas, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at SextedMyBoss.com. Or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, SextedMyBoss.com. Smash that. And I'm only on one show a week.
And just before we go to the ad break, it's time for William's Wacky Word of the Week.
No. Jordan, like we said last week, it's Jordan's joke of the week because it absolutely booted off because of your...
Can I say, we did a poll on our Instagram where... And can I just say, I have access to our Instagram. I know every one of you that voted for Jordan's joke of the week. I know where you live.
Hang on. Why has he got access to the Instagram account?
Because I'm basically executive producer.
This is starting to piss me off now. More and more I think about it. You have more power. We're equals.
It's because I actually respond to emails, reply to text messages.
Have you lost weight? You look like you've lost some weight.
Oh, thanks very much.
No, I'm not being nice. I'm pissed off with you. Well, I want access to the Instagram account. Right. Jordan's jolly joke of the week. I once seen Arnold Schwarzenegger with chocolate all round his mouth. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Good-o.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I once seen Arnold Schwarzenegger with chocolate all round his mouth. It was in the middle of April. I said, Arnie, I bet I can tell what your favourite Christian holiday is. And he said, I have to love Easter, baby.
A lovely joke for October.
I have to love Easter, baby.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Did I ever do my George Michael one?
Yes.
That's my favourite
one. Oh, George, you're being chaos with your whisper.
I'll do another quick one.
No. What?
I like it because I'm on a roll.
Jordan's jolly joke of the week.
Two snowmen in a field.
It's October.
I know
global warming is an issue, but snow in October is not yet a thing.
Whilst I'm on a roll. Two snowmen in a field. One right. Says to other, can you smell carrots?
How people thought this was better than William's wacky word of the week.
Two monkeys in a bath.
No, why are we doing three?
Monkeys in a bath. One gets in and goes, ooh, ee, ooh, ooh, ooh. Other one says, put some cold water in then.
Oh, heaven help me. Ooh, ee, ooh. Yes, yes. Right. Okay, that's
I've
enough.
I've lost my jokes now. So
good.
That's...
I've lost the plot. Okay, it's time for Give Me the D. This is our opportunity where a bottle of Dubonnet could be coming your way. All you need to do is go to our Instagram, like the post and tag a friend who you think might enjoy the podcast and the D, and the winner will be announced on the same platform a few days later.
I love the D. Just go to our Insta page. One, right. Two. I want two, three.
I want the D. I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see. So come on, boys, give me the D.
I always struggle on the come on, boys bit.
Don't say that to me every time.
What? I struggle with that bit, the come on, boys bit. Struggle with the come on, boys.
Get better with practice.
Dear. Right, before we go to the questions, just to remind you that we are doing the Manchester Podcast Festival on the 1st of November. Sextedmyboss.com/live if you're at a loose end and you're in Manchester or you fancy coming up to Manchester. Come and see us.
Or coming down to Manchester, if you like.
Coming down
it.
To Manchester, yeah. There's a few tickets available. There's some left. So if you want to come and see us in Manchester, a live show.
Not many.
There isn't many left, is
not
there?
Not many.
There's enough. Hmm. Sextedmyboss.com/live. If you want to come and see us in Manchester, we promise we will try our best to put on a great show for you and give you some laughs. And there'll be plenty of D there. It's Manchester. There's loads of D there.
Get D at the hairdressers if you ask for it.
D and round corner in Manchester.
Look, Jordan.
Oh.
I mean, how slow are you?
What?
Read out what it is.
Jordan North.
No, Mike. Oh, no, 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 don't read the address. Although it's on our website, sextedmyboss.com. What is it, in general?
It's a letter.
Yes.
Well, why didn't you just say that?
It's our first handwritten letter of Series 4. On, look, they go to the same station as I go to. The quality one.
Did the postman bring that?
I've just noticed, I say they go to the same stations that I do. I've gone off them already.
Why?
Look how they formatted the names.
Jordan North and William Hanson.
You first.
And I always got told when you write letters you should do it in capitals.
What?
At the front.
No.
No?
Was that just because your handwriting was a bit bad?
Yeah, my mum told me that. Is that not right?
Just do that so we can read it.
Who did the postman deliver that?
This is from Stephen Murray.
You've ruined my joke. Did the postman deliver this?
Yes, he did.
Beach walking the streets all day.
I don't get that. Is that any funny in Burnley?
It's a postman joke, isn't it? Oh, shut up, read the letter. Oh, God.
Here we go. Oh, it's come from Noran Aaron.
All right, then. Do you want me to read it?
Dear William and the delightful Jordan.
Aww.
That is a very interesting thing to say, Stephen Murray, because I literally do have your address now. I hope you are both well. Well, I'm fine. I have a slight dilemma. My work staff Christmas party is in a few weeks, and this will be my second one working for this firm. Unfortunately, I'm an accountant. What advice can you give me as to how I can both have a good night and not make a complete tit of myself? Last year, after just joining the firm, I had planned to have one drink and be a paragon of respectability. Yet after a few drinks, I proceeded to horse a full bottle of wine into me and ordered a round of Jaeger bombs for the partners.
Did he drink the wine and shove it up his arse? I'm not quite following here.
Please help me not to make a pure bomb scare out of myself this year. Wishing you both a happy Christmas, way in advance. Lots of love, Stephen Murray. P.S. I love the podcast.
Stephen, we love you too. We've talked about Christmas parties in the first series, but we're happy to go over things again.
If you can't be bothered to listen back.
The thing is, we work Christmas parties. We've all been there, and beer fear is a terrible thing.
I've genuinely never been to a Christmas party.
A Christmas do. Beer fear is a terrible thing, and the biggest beer fear you can get is at a Christmas do. So you've got to pace yourself. My advice is pace yourself. Pace yourself, pace yourself, pace yourself. Don't be that person that's pissed by 9, 10 o'clock. But if it's free, take full advantage of it. That is my advice. Pace yourself, pace yourself, pace yourself. William Hanson.
Go and ask for a tonic water.
No. It's
no
free.
No gin. Ask for a bit of lime in it so it looks like you're drinking, and then you're not peer pressured into, oh, why not drinking?
Disagree.
And if you need alcohol to have a good time, that's called being an alcoholic.
No, it is not. No, it's you've crap producer Ben up there. No, it is not. Says us that are smashing G&Ds.
All right, OK. Well, it's so lovely to have another letter. If you want to send us in a letter, please do.
Next question, please, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert.
Cut me off, not a problem.
Yeah, just want to rush you on.
We've had a tweet from Jack Murley. He sounds like a nice gentleman. I blinking love this podcast. I'm so happy it's back. But lads, I have a question. As a non-drinker, can I be a G and Tiva instead of a G and Diva or some other better name? Any advice appreciated?
Love it. Absolutely. That's a great shout.
Yes.
A G and Tiva.
Yes. I quite like that.
What could be our non-alcoholic signature dish? That we need.
Drink.
We need a mocktail, something that tastes like gin and Dubonnet.
We'll come back to you on that one.
Yeah.
We might need to. Is there any mixologists or barmen that are working bar people? Sorry, that are listening to this, then let us know. Okay, this is from Stephanie. It's an email. Dear William and Jordan, I have just finished binge listening to all three series after discovering the podcast after you finished series 3, so I cannot wait for new episodes.
Ah, oh, thanks, Steph.
I have always been very keen in recycling as much as I can.
Yeah, save the power. Save the world, man. Fight the power. That's the one.
So when the place of work decided to introduce separate bins in all areas for general recycling and good waste, I was... I think she means food waste. Steph, always proofread your email before you send it to us. And food waste, in fact, food watst, she's put. W-A-T-S-E.
Don't be so... Don't. I don't... Steph, you've not even spelt your name right here, love. Come on. It's not funny.
I've always been very...
What are you laughing at, Ben?
I've always been very keen in recycling as much as I can, so when the place of work decided to introduce separate bins in all areas...
fun.
I'm sorry, I can't go on.
What's so funny?
I don't know.
Do you want me to read it?
No, you, good luck.
Christ, it's like in hieroglyphics, this, Steph. Sorry, Steph. I've always been very keen in recycling as much as I can, so when I, place of work, oh, God, decided to to do separate bins in all areas for general recycling and good waste, I was very pleased. I noticed quite often, mainly in the canteen, staff putting things in the wrong bins. Ty makes me very angry. Who's Ty? Oh, this makes me very angry. Can I speak to these people? Let me know the right way, or do I have to leave this to those who are monitoring this? I think it's such a simple thing to do these days. Thanks for advice in advance. Kind regards, Steph from Surrey.
It's a very good question. I think if you're going to ever, I mean, I've said this before on the podcast, if you're ever going to pick someone up on their misdemeanor, you've got to do it in a very gentle, considerate way. For however wrong that they are being initially, two wrongs don't make a right. So taking them to one side and saying, actually, we do have three separate bins. I think we're all in this together. Could we please make sure that we use them properly?
Yeah.
And if they then don't address that, they don't rectify that problem, then you go higher up.
Maybe. No, Steph, I disagree with him there. Don't grasp someone into your boss because they're not recycling proper. I'm all up for saving the world. But don't do that. The other part, listen to William. And also, bit of advice, don't write any letters when you've been on the G&D because that took us in... That took us an age, that. But thanks for getting in touch. Proofread. And do you know what?
Proofread.
I'm terrible for tweets. I put some up on Instagram.
To be fair, even I'm not great at Twitter, because I really don't care about Twitter, and I will just like... and send it.
Right.
Is this
the last
one? Right, this is the last letter. It's another email. It's from Charlotte. Dear William and Jordan, I'm so glad the podcast is back. Whilst listening to the first episode this morning, something slightly bizarre happened and I wanted to get your take on it. I was making my way off the bus with my slightly restless dachshund, Noodle. Headphones in when I noticed the man behind me was trying to speak to me. I just about managed to wrestle a headphone out of my ear to hear him, assuming I'd dropped something. What he wanted, in fact, was to know if I was wearing a very specific brand of body lotion. For anyone who's interested, I wasn't.
The fuck? I'm not swearing, I'm not saying the F word. I promise my mum won't say the F word. What the hell?
I replied, saying I wasn't, and told him the brand of the fragrance I was wearing. However, as I tend to wear my feelings on my face, I feel fairly certain I looked positively livid. I found this a very odd reason to interrupt someone on public transport, but wondered, is it weird, or have I just become one of those Londoners? Any advice greatly appreciated. Best wishes, Charlotte.
So, right, let's get this straight. She's on the bus. There is some fucking weirdos in this world. And he's just said, let's role play. You're on...
Am I Charlotte?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm listening to my music. Senorita.
Excuse me, love. Excuse me. What body lotion are you wearing?
I'm wearing Womo.
Womo. Ooh. Womo. Ooh.
Can I ask what?
It hurts my throat doing my pervy voice.
Oh, Womo. I thought you was wearing something else, like Chanel or something.
Can I ask why you want to know?
Because, I just like the smell of your moisturiser, that's all.
Good day to you.
I'm just reading this letter. I found this very hard to interrupt someone on public, but wondered, is it weird or have I just become... No, you've not become one of those Londoners. It's definitely weird. Charlotte, being serious, if someone ever asks you that again and makes you feel uncomfortable, get off at the next stop or move carriages or something, because that is weird.
Yeah, I think you just sort of shut it down fairly quickly and say, no, I'm not, and thank you, good day, yeah. Smile, put your headphone back in, and off you go, and try and stick to sort of sunny side of the pavement and stay near other people.
Although, I did ask that guy once, did I tell you?
Mm.
On the tube.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you ask him what he was reading or what he thought about?
No, I said to him, where did you get your trousers from? Because he had some really nice khaki...
khaki?
Yeah.
Khaki.
Oh, he had some really nice khaki chinos on, and they were. And I'm very fussy about my chinos and jeans. They were really skinny, and they just hovered above the ankle. They looked great. Sorry, that's my coin jar. Just not my coin jar, then. Sounds like something else. And I said to him, excuse me, where did you get your trousers from after some similar? And he must have said to me, I think he thought it was coming on to him, he must have said to me about five times, yeah, my girlfriend ordered them for me. My girlfriend got them for me online, so I'm not really sure where my girlfriend... I was like, all right, I'm not chatting you up. So I know where your trousers from. Trousers, yeah. Girls do that. I have been out with my mum many a times. And we was once in a restaurant, and yeah. She went, I'm going to have to go
what
over.
What restaurant?
It was...
What passes as a restaurant?
It's in Preston. It's called Theatre Cafe, Theatre Bar.
Theatre Bar.
It's actually quite nice, right?
Do you know that?
Once in it, and she put down her knife and fork, she went, I'm just going to have to go over to these girls. She went over, she went, and I promise you, she went, excuse me, ladies, where did you get your maxi dress from? I love that.
Right.
So that's all right, like girl to girl.
Well, that's,
anyway, there we go.
That's lovely. What a lovely episode that's been. Yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for writing in. Remember, if you want to write in, sexedmyboss.com, all the details are there.
We're back next week. And remember, like, I know we keep saying it, but word of mouth is the best. We appreciate all your lovely messages that we've been getting over the past few weeks. So if you want to tell your friends about us...
Quality your, friends.
Your mum, your auntie, whoever.
Maybe not. I'm not convinced this is really a parental podcast.
To be fair, Wendy...
Ben's parents listen.
Yeah, Ben's parents listen. Your parents... My mum only listens... she says I'm showing off a lot.
Well, you are, really.
Well, I am, really, yeah.
Mother knows best.
Can't deny that.
Mothers always know.
Yeah.
What have we learnt?
We've learnt today that...
you should always proofread your email.
Always proofread your email. There's a lot of weirdos out there.
We've learned that Smytheson clearly have a branch in Belfast, which I didn't know, so that's nice to know.
We've also learned that from last week's episode, you can't take your foreskin home if you have it taken off.
No.
Not taken off, circumcised.
Pop it on the Christmas tree as a novelty bauble.
You can imagine, I was just thinking now, you can imagine going into some...
You could pop a fairy light through it, couldn't you?
Yeah. I was just
like a little hula hoop.
You've ruined my job.
Sorry.
You can imagine going to some like London art gallery and there's a massive canvas and just a little bit of skin and it's like the artist's foreskin. You know, like those artists that write the name in shit because it's hot.
That's already about 50% better of most of what's in the Tate Modern.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Best thing I saw there was the exit. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.